Blog Talk Radio.
I don't like talking about something that's been talked about on my podcast. But then I realized if I'm going to be honest with my podcast, I have to talk about it. Here's a disclaimer. It's truthful. It's honest. I ain't saying nobody's name. I want to let you know. Well, first of all, people, I saw polls, ABC polls, or they want to vote for Trump. You know, something is seriously wrong with this country if you vote for Trump. Trump had tried to overthrow the Capitol. There was too much corruption. You know, there are many people who died from the Capitol riot, people went to prison. I think this country is going down the tubes. And, you know, if they're going to vote for Trump, who committed so much corruption, and the 911, you know, what happened with the, the Capitol January 6th, that cannot be forgotten, where congressmen and senators were almost killed. And the lies about voter fraud when there wasn't. So he rightfully was being accused by prosecutors all over the country. Even though it's innocent to proven guilty, that's not somebody you want to put as president. But the other concern is, if they don't like Biden, then they may be DeSantis who tried to remove Black history, not talk about slavery, not talk about anything, segregation, just talk about the what African Americans did, you know, the benefits, you know, of being in slavery. And there's no benefits of slavery. They should not be just talking about, you know, working, doing things. There's nothing beneficial about slavery. And, you know, the whole history of slavery, the whole history of segregation, the whole history of lynchings, many African Americans got killed, should be taught in classes in Florida. Got to the point where it's, you know, it's impossible to overstay. I think our country is going down the tubes, and in the next 10 years, I do not see us as a world power like we were 20 or 30 years ago. That's what I feel. That's my personal point of view. People worrying about, you know, going to Ukraine, starving or whatever, inflation, I understand. But if you have people wants to get rid of programs to help the poor, help starving, it's going to get worse. They want to get rid of programs. There's going to be a national abortion ban. They ain't going to like it. Well, anyway. My home life on a personal level, I'm dealing with things I shouldn't be dealing with on a personal level. I mentioned it in my personal level. I'm going from what I feel politically, because I'm a progressive Democrat, liberal, always have been, but to, you know, what I feel about my bizarre home life, dealing with the mentally ill. Listen, when I bought this home in 2004, I didn't have no idea that I would attract some crazy person coming to my condo from that time, who spent 20 years obsessed with my home or me, and I have no attraction to. You know, when people do, a typical rational person will just, you know, for 20 years will move on, or someone who's healthy mentally will move on, find a job, go to another city, meet other people. Some people die in 20 years. You know, 20 years is a very long time. A lot of changes. And someone's still stuck on me about my condo, saying they had an opportunity. And these people are not just mentally ill. They're criminals, sociopaths, dangerous people. I have no attraction to these people. I don't know why they have so obsessed with my little condo. They can get their own home. Did they go to school? Did they work? Whatever. And even some of these are Latino African Americans. You know, it's really sad to see that with African American, the black-on-black crime, And, you know, the white supremacy and conservatives always talk about it. They show that African Americans are not stable enough to exist in society. And that's why African Americans are second class, because they kill. The perception is that African Americans kill and harass other African Americans. Is that the truth? Unfortunately, to an extent, it is. But for most African Americans like me, I don't go around killing and harassing someone because I get jealous of them or I need to stop them from succeeding. Unfortunately, that has happened to me. These African Americans, where they come from, South Central, Compton, or another area, Detroit, wherever, and simply do not know how to act like a rational, stable human being. And with black people being minorities, you know, having the worst, you know, I see, look on the LA Times, how many homicides that are committed every year. And I look at the unsolved ones. There's so many African Americans, Latinos, who are killing each other. It got all their pictures. Most of them are black, African Americans, or Latinos. And then I look at this year. Who's committing the crimes? Latinos or black, black females are getting murdered all the time. Black-on-black crime is an unfortunate incident. It does, not just in L.A., but around the country. So I'm not going to be the next one. So I stay away from criminals regardless of color. I do not discriminate, but I don't know why these crazy people would say something that don't make sense. Simply because they got a criminal ulterior motive, and I do not know them, have no attraction to them. I still have this black woman thinking I'm straight when I'm not. She's mentally ill. She's got schizophrenia or so on. Some of these people are from a nearby center, mental health center. They go to this Cornerstone program and go to a mental health center. They still, I guess I saw them when I was working there 20 years ago. They coming over here. They should have moved on and moved on with their lives, but they haven't. Still thinking about what happened 20 years or 30 years ago. You know, why haven't California did pass a law to put people like that in a state hospital against their will, because they need to be on medication. These are mentally ill people who are antisocial, who are dangerous. And when I talk about those other people who we're talking about, they have opportunity and so on, they're mentally ill. They're dangerous. They're going up targeting me, a person who they do not know. They do not know me. That's the first step. You go up to a stranger. You're sick and dangerous. It is true that the mental health population have sick and very dangerous people. There's a bunch of them, they say, in the county jail. These people are no exception. Again, I ain't saying all mentally ill people are dangerous. Some, a few are. It's always the case. Some are dangerous. Most aren't, but some are. And I don't understand this. I don't know why when I moved here, I didn't realize how attractive people were obsessed with my home or think they can just look into my home, peep in my home. Yesterday, I was in my bedroom. They were playing the music loud. And they were outside, out there, Haskell, in this building, talking about the insides of the home, so they could see me use the bathroom. And I thought that was so sick and deranged. Then why haven't these people been locked up behind bars? Because you can't do that. That's a crime. And if it's impossible to happen, because when they say things that cannot happen, it's like, why are these schizophrenics or these sick people antisocial who are criminals walking the streets? I don't know. But they need to be locked up. And if it is true, it's definitely a misdemeanor or a felony. That's not funny. Saying they can see me use the bathroom, graphically describe me using the bathroom from outside with a hidden camera. Again, I did not authorize anyone to look at me with a hidden camera. That is sick. This schizophrenic is still coming over here. I'm sorry I'm using a diagnosis. I am not an expert in psychology, so I leave that to a psychiatrist. But they got to be extremely delusional and sick. And then coming over here thinking I'm going to be a therapist. that I am not qualified to be a therapist. I worked over there, but I'm not a therapist. I'm not interested in being therapy. This is not, I said this several times on podcasts, and they keep mentioning something that isn't going to happen. I'm not no caseworker. I'm not no supervisor. I'm not the director, and then they do it to press my buttons. These people need to be in a Camarillo State Hospital. Have they thought about being in a Camarillo State Hospital? That could help them move on, you know, get them on some medication, because some of the mental health population is dangerous. It is a fact. It is no, I'm not going to, they are, these people are exhibit dangerous. Some of them, these people I'm talking about have been in prison for a long time. They can't move on from 1994 to 2004. Go to a psychiatrist or go to a state hospital. I don't even know them really, and that's another thing. And they go up to my home thinking they can look into it. They're not going to live here. They're making up stories that they're going to move into my home or marry me, and then they said they're going to get money from my home. That's not going to happen because they're never going to go to first base. Why would I deal with a dangerous, mentally ill person looking to commit a crime? Again, there's too many black people getting killed, minorities getting killed in this county. It's every year. I'm looking at it. So many unsolved murders. Not just in South L.A., but in Van Nuys or Canoga Park or Glendale, whatever. And all over the country. I'm not going to be the next one. I'm sorry. It is a fact, unfortunately. Black-on-black crime does happen. But most blacks don't kill. But unfortunately, a few who in the African-American community target other black people to steal and commit fraud, all the stereotypes. It's true of my family. It's true of me. I saw two of my nephews get killed by other African-Americans, as I mentioned. My aunt got murdered by another African-American. It was her, you know. I was harassed. I almost got killed by an African American. I had a gun shot at me by a family member. I had been beat up. I have been a victim of a federal investigation for a federal thing I didn't do, and turn out an African American committed ID theft with my name. I was robbed, et cetera, et cetera. I was threatened with my life by another African American. But there are a lot of good African-Americans who don't do that. That's the reason why the African-American community is disorganized and can destroy every aspect if they don't deal with black-on-black crime to minimize it. It's not the only aspect. There's criminals of all races and colors and creeds. And again, I say why most blacks don't go around killing and harassing other African-Americans for jealousy. It does happen. It does happen, unfortunately, in minorities, seen in Latinos. And I think one of the reasons is there should be a dialogue to move beyond, to think good about yourself. And to, if they don't have no opportunities or no to go to school or do something to better themselves, to see the American dream, then I'm sorry, that's not an excuse to hurt other people like them in their communities. But again, the trespassing, the allegations, that's against the law. If they find out the truth, if there's any truth to those allegations about them peeping in my home, which is probable, they can go to jail. You can get 6 months in prison or longer for peeping in another person's home with a hidden camera. Probate code deals with prison. 647J, look it up. But they had, people, I don't want to talk about this stuff all the time. I told you I wanted to move on. This is 2023. And I want to move on to new and better situations. I talk about the election. Unfortunately, when I dealt with this situation, when they have these same people come around the last 20 years, I wonder why the L.A. County Mental Health haven't gotten, or the state haven't gotten them locked up. I'm not making up stories. This is factually correct from my observation. I would never make up stories or say anything that isn't truthful. Everything I said about my home life is true. So when I moved here in 2004, when I bought this home, I wish I would have sold the home or never bought it, because I'm buying a little home to better myself. I didn't buy a home to have some crazy, dangerous person to think that get obsessed with me about it or follow me around or peep in my home. I'm in the process of trying to get a restraining order. These same criminals are so dangerous, and they're not all black. They're not all African-American. They're white, Latino. They're mentally ill, and they can't move on from 20 years ago. They talk from their conversations. They need to go to a state hospital because the past is over. I have no attraction to people who go around stalking or looking in. I was forced to try to attempt to get a restraining order, and I am. I am going to try to sell my home. There was also dealing with these other hoodlums, their white supremacists, as is usual, saying that they don't like because of Barack Obama got president. You know, it's really sad that racism still exists, and they don't like me trying to better myself, and they're mad because I don't want to be a conservative Republican. They threaten to hang me, and they threaten they don't want me to live here because I'm African American. You know. They can get some serious jail time, and it can be a lot of trouble being a racist person. And one of them is a Christian zealous that because I don't believe in Jesus, I'm a Buddhist, that something is wrong with me. You know, that man is deranged and dangerous. That man is mentally ill, and so is these white hoodlums. They're not only mentally ill, they're dangerous. They're white supremacists. I don't want to deal with no religious zealot or some conservative a close-minded, old-fashioned person who's actually a racist who should be locked up. I didn't want to move here to some deranged people or in my building who do not respect my boundaries. I mean, I got somebody over here thinking they want to see me have sex or in my condo. That's not going to happen. I mean, that's sick. And I realize they do have more people who are mentally ill than has been anticipated. I don't care what the lies they say about when I talk about this. They make up lies that I'm not well. None of that is true. That is false. That is false. I should have never moved here if I wanted to buy a home. Because, it's hard being a poor person. I was lucky to get my own home. After all those years of struggle in music, I didn't really get much. And I still owe a lot of money some money on my mortgage. Because it's hard, you know? My friend helped me. So I can, American dream is to buy a little apartment, a little condo, and to be harassed or to have people trespass into it allegedly or to be a victim of racism, racial profiling, and to have people in this building who condoned trespassing or targeting me because of their illness or had lived near habitual criminals or ex-cons who have been in federal penitentiary 20 years who are dangerous. I did not anticipate that. But I don't want to talk about it no more because it's so negative. And it's going to take me some time because I'm poor, you know. 16 years of struggle, and I haven't gotten nowhere with my music. And I came out here to be a musician. And I got this condo, and I'm having crazy people from my past come over here with delusions about me being a therapist. I don't qualify. I don't want to be no therapist. Angry at me because I own a home, or angry at me because I don't want to be a leader, or all that delusional sick stuff. Black on black crime, who got mentally ill African Americans, who I don't know, looking for me. I mean, I'm not going to be on the next person on the unsolved murder list or murder list. or a white supremacist who can't accept that California, Los Angeles is a very liberal area, who's targeting me because they're looking for the right person to target their hatred, or somebody with a delusional disorder with their religious about saying that I don't believe in Jesus or use Christianity to harass me and to target me and try to make me, enforce me, and try to do angry things at me because I don't believe in Christianity. That's sick. They're mentally ill, taking the Christian religion and using it as a excuse to commit crimes or be an evil person. And then, you know, people in my home are being obsessed with me, and they never going to, I have no attraction to them. They even mentioned this transvestite. I respect people who are transvestites, you know, a transvestite criminal. But I do not, I respect transvestites, you know, as a gay person. I have to, you know, but I have no attraction to them sexually. But they deserve to be respected. It's too much discrimination. But I don't want no criminal, somebody who's a transvestite criminal, targeting me, or any criminal. I have no attraction. You know, I mean, why did I attract this darkness? Well, a little bit of it has to do with my podcast. A little bit has to do with my music. You know, I will say, a little bit famous. So, I don't want to attract no crazy people in my neighborhood coming to me. Then they were talking about waiting for me to write a song. Well, I ain't writing no song. I have no more songs to release, so that's it. I might write a song on my keyboard. I mean, I am a songwriter. Well, you know, I don't know what they're waiting for. You know, they should not be saying that they're going to, you know, steal my song, whatever. The point is that this is mentally ill bullshit. These people are mentally ill. They're saying delusional, crazy things that show that they belong in a state hospital. And some of these people I may have saw at San Fernando when I was working there. So they need to move on. They can't. They need to go to a state hospital. I'm not their friend. I'm not their leader. I'm not nothing. I don't know them. The other people, these people need to be locked up in state penitentiaries or hospitals. They simply don't know how to live near strangers. They're too racist or too sick, too nosy to come near somebody, either who looks like them, or they can't. They discriminate against people of different colors. They should not be living in this area. So, I the county mental health and the LAPD need to get involved with Vos and Haskell. Whatever. Whatever, I'm just leave it there. But one thing I know is we all need to be, you know, wherever, you know, Topanga Canyon or Beverly Hills. It doesn't matter where it goes, where it is, who it is. But one thing is for sure. When you're sick when I'm dealing with some mentally ill person who can't move on for 20 years, or some sick religious zealot with their mental illness, or saying things, crazy things, or say they did something illegal, I hope that the LAPD and the LA County Mental Health can put these people away. Well, I should not be dealing with sick stuff or allegations or whatever. I didn't move into this condo to buy a home, and I'm a single person to deal with sick, crazy people or unstable people who don't know the difference between right or wrong. I mean, that's not what I need to deal with. But I'm fine mentally. But my goal is to try to. I have to move. I have to sell my place. It may take me a while. I'm poor, you know. I don't want to do this bizarre, this someone else's illness or obsession. Because these people belong in a state hospital or state mental hospital ward. I belong in the music industry. I belong to where I can live in a home where I live around stable neighbors who know how to mind their business and who don't say or commit alleged crimes or the possibility of committing a felony by peeping into my bathroom, making up stories or saying things that don't pertain to reality or or morality. Morality is knowing how to be treat other human beings with respect, regardless of what where they come from. And then, you know, with neighbors or even people who think, you know, even people who think differently from you and me politically, you have to treat them with respect. You don't go up and harass them because they don't. So it's important that the LAPD get involved. These people are dangerous and mentally ill. I don't want to live here. I don't want to live with somebody because I'm making sure that I live, continue to do my thing, and I'm going to make sure I'm not on no L.A. County website for a murder victim. So to those African-American predators looking for another victim, forget it. You're going to go to prison. To the mentally ill, obsessed people who are obsessed who can't move on for 20 years, you're going to go to a state hospital. Don't come near me. I mean, but they continue to. They're illness, and they're dangerous. It's not fair for me to deal with somebody who I don't talk to or deal with. Because that in itself is sick. They don't come around all the time, you know, where I'm at. You know, you see, they hide in their apartments nearby on Haskell or whatever, or my building. But life has to go on. I want to talk about 2003 to be a healthy person. But in order to be healthy, I have to talk about these issues because nobody should be dealing with somebody who's severely mentally ill or a criminal looking to target or to take revenge or retaliate or racketeering for no reason. So that's wrong. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.